I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
On Monday, our nation passed a grim milestone. COVID-19 has now taken over 500,000 of our fellow Americans. That's more than died in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. And as a country, we have to remember those we lost, but particularly those who were left behind. But as we remember, we also have to act to end the politics of misinformation that has divided families, communities, and the country, and that has cost too many lives already. We have to fight this together as one, to state the obvious. I know you all know this. As a friend of mine, you say you not only understand me, you overstand me. We're the United States of America, and this cruel winter is not over. And if we come together, we can usher a more hopeful spring. We can usher it in, and that's what we're working to do together. As you know, I came in office. I set a goal, which was mocked by some. I set a goal of saying we're going to do 100 million shots, get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days as president. I directed Jeff Zients, my COVID response coordinator, to lead my administration and work with vaccine manufacturers to buy more vaccines and speed up delivery. We secured enough vaccine to supply 300 million Americans, 300 million, to take care of all their needs in terms of vaccination by the end of July. Of course, it's not just getting the vaccines, it's getting the vaccines into arms. I've signed an order to allow retired doctors and nurses to give shots. We've deployed over 1,500 federal personnel as vaccinators, and we're funding guardsmen and women to serve as vaccinators as well. The result is that we have doubled the daily vaccination rate from where it was when we took office. And we've completed 50 million shots in 37 days. And we're now we've now given more shots than any nation in the entire world. Nearly 60% of people over the age of 75 have now received at least one shot. It was 14% 6 weeks ago. Close to 50%, because of your help, of the people over 65 have received one shot. It was 8% 6 weeks ago. This is so important because people over 65 account for 80% of all the COVID deaths. Additionally, about 75% of the people who live in long-term care facilities have gotten their first dose, and those cases are at their lowest level since reporting began in May. At the same time, we're also delivering more than 25 million masks. Ordered this last week, 25 million masks to over 60,000 food pantries, soup kitchens, community health centers all across America, helping protect some of our nation's most vulnerable people. These are all necessary steps to helping the economy rebuild. Necessary steps, not only steps, it's enough to build back to where we were before. We need to build back better. And I think all of us know how to do that. We remember what happened in the States back in 2008. Hundreds of thousands of jobs disappeared every month in that Great Recession. And we passed the Recovery Act. We provided state and local fiscal aid. We sent funding to your school districts to help save over 300,000 education jobs. We provided middle-class tax relief. We invested in the future, rebuilding roads and bridges, making the biggest clean energy investment in history and the single biggest investment in infrastructure since Eisenhower's Interstate Highway Program. And we created in the process over hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs. Now, economists tell us it saved us from a depression. Well, that's the approach I think we need to take today. But there's one big difference. We need to be more ambitious right now. The greatest risk from all the major economists, from Wall Street to overseas to the major think tanks, is that we don't do enough of what is needed. It's where we do too little. You know, in every one of your states and territories, red and blue, millions of Americans are hurting badly. We see it in ways that we've never expected in America. 400,000 small businesses gone in an instant. Gone. People who thought they had secure jobs out of work due to no fault of their own. The difference here is people are hurting through no fault of their own. lines miles long in your states. People who never, ever, ever, ever thought they'd ever have to worry about going hungry, waiting for someone to put a box of groceries in their trunk. Women's participation in the workforce, you all know this, is driven to its lowest level in more than three decades. So many women are facing the devastating choice between a paycheck and care and education of their child. Our cities and towns have shed 1.3 million jobs since just last March. Educators, nurses, cops, firefighters, other essential workers. The economic toll of this pandemic continues to tear through our country as brutally as the virus itself. And so we need to comfort the economic, we just have to step up. The economic toll we have to address with the same aggressiveness and seriousness of purpose as we do the virus. And that's what the American Rescue Plan does. Instead of chasing COVID-19, it allows us to get ahead of it with more testing, supplies, vaccinations. It gets our kids back to school safely. Many of you are already doing that, so students can catch up and learning they've lost, and parents can finally catch a break. The American Rescue Plan finishes the job of getting a total of $20,000 in direct payments to people. And there's more to the American Rescue Plan, and much more it will do. Provide flexible aid to your cities and states to help essential workers stay in the job and essential services keep going. It provides rent relief, food and nutrition, assistance to millions of children and families facing hunger. The bottom line is the American Rescue Plan meets the moment. So let's get this done. And may God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. We got a lot to do, guys, but we can do it.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.